For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Russ McKinney. With the November elections just 2 months away now, business leaders and political candidates are juggling the economic and political realities of the growing global trade war. South Carolina is one of three states in the country expected to be most affected by new tariffs on imports and exports. To date, large companies operating in the state like BMW and Volvo are feeling the effects of the trade war in their global markets. They, along with companies like Greenville-based Michelin North America, are also cautiously watching discussions concerning the future of NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement, which could significantly impact them. Element Electronics Company in Winnsboro has announced plans to close its television assembly plant there and lay off 126 workers. Dr. William Hawk is a trade expert at the University of South Carolina's Darla Moore School of Business.
You're definitely seeing an impact here on South Carolina, and where perhaps the next wave of tariffs, if there isn't really some sort of comprehensive agreement between the U.S. and China, might hit are some more directly on consumer goods. Consumer goods that we import from China could potentially be hit with tariffs, and that's something that the average person would see in their pocketbooks pretty quickly.
Already feeling the effects of tariffs imposed by China, state farmers. Agriculture Commissioner Hugh Weathers says soybean farmers are being faced with prices dropping by 20% due to the tariffs while looking at a potential bumper crop this fall.
But with a great crop coming on and the softening of our market due to the tariffs, it is a double whammy. It could be disastrous for a number of farmers, for sure.
The trade tariffs are affecting the state's political landscape. Governor McMaster and eight of the state's nine-member U.S. congressional delegation are Republicans. Most are strong supporters of President Trump, and they're hopeful his actions on tariffs will ultimately lead to the negotiating of new, better trade agreements. The state's most influential business organization, the South Carolina Chamber of Commerce, is urging them to make sure the White House knows the tariffs can be harmful to the state. Here's Chamber CEO Ted Pitts from a recent NPR interview.
Politically, it is very difficult for politicians. You do not want to, even companies, you do not want to criticize this president because he attacks you back. So companies and politicians have chosen to use a probably more productive approach, which is work behind the scenes with the administration to make their case. And that's where we think you get the best results. And South Carolina's congressional delegation, as well as South Carolina companies, are doing that.
Most Republican leaders appear to be heeding the chamber's request, as they say they are working behind the scenes on the issue with the administration. Governor McMaster, who touts his close relationship with the president as he seeks a full four-year term, is charting a course of supporting Trump's goal on tariffs while making the case to protect South Carolina jobs.
The strategy is to make a strong America, and what my job is to see that the people, the views of the people of South Carolina, our industry, our business, our prosperity is helped and not hurt by anything they do in Washington.
McMaster has urged people to be patient and see if the president's actions can produce new trade agreements. His opponent in the November election, Democrat James Smith, has criticized him for not taking advantage of his close relationship with Trump on behalf of state businesses and their thousands of employees.
We need a governor who's willing to speak truth to power.
All right.
And tell this president when he's doing what's wrong for the people of our state. And these tariffs are not helping anyone in our state.
With the fall campaign now moving into high gear, the trade war and its impact on the state is shaping up to become a central political issue between now and November 6th. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Russ McKinney.